gang, I'm thinking that sign on the wall, Welcome Home Daddy, is for me. Because I'm back for my second week here on Puck Off.
Back. You're not going anywhere now.
I can't. The season's getting ready.
The season's ready to roll.
Joe Bartnick's with me, of course, and we have the great Johnny Bench helping us out.
Johnny Bench coming out of the hospital.
I know. Now, that's a player. He's like a hockey player.
Yeah, that's a hockey producer
nothing
right there.
Nothing stops him. Even a feral cat. He got bit by a feral cat, and I don't even know what that is, but he's back.
And literally, Johnny Bench's hand swelled up like a catcher's mitt. Yeah. And that's his joke, so I only give Johnny credit where credit's due there.
Sure. Who needed the pad? He was ready to go. Well, it's good to be back, and you know, this week we're previewing, we're getting ready for the season, and we're going to preview the Atlantic Division.
Your division.
That is my division.
And Johnny Bench's division, the division of your childhood
That's right. We both are Red Wing fans, and we love this division, but we're going to break it down today.
We're going to go east to west, and you know, not to hurt your feelings, because you know I love your Red Wings. Easily, though, this is the weakest division in hockey.
Well, except that, you know, there are some good teams.
No.
There's Tampa Bay.
I think there's three really good teams.
Yeah.
And then I think the rest is, I'll put it this way. I think there's this division has two absolute dogs.
They do.
And I think the other divisions only have one absolute dog. Central has no dogs. The Pacific has Arizona. And the Metro has the Carolina Hurricanes. Sorry, Captain Ron.
Yeah.
And
who would have thought the Boston Bruins would be considered among the dogs?
You love saying that.
Well, I can't believe what their front office did.
Oh, but I was actually thinking of Buffalo in Toronto. That's hilarious. He went to Boston.
Well, I mean, look, they had decimated that team, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So I'm picking. Well, I don't know how you want to run through it.
You want to go top to bottom,
Or you want to go? Yeah, that's probably
the other way.
It's probably funner that way. Who wants to hear about Dan Bylsma in the basement more than I do?
You want to hear it? That's what. Come on.
You see, what's the disco? You know, whatever. We'll get to Buffalo.
We're going
to
get into that.
We'll get to
Buffalo.
He's
going to have his issues.
Well, he's going to have his issues, of course. He couldn't coach when he could throw Sid and Gino out there.
Although I am excited about this Jack Eichel guy.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be fun with Jack Eichel.
He's a man.
He's a man.
All right. So at the top's got to be Tampa Bay. The Lightning had a fantastic year last year, all the way to the finals, and played great in the finals.
Yeah, and that's your pick. Your pick to win the Atlantic.
How could they not win? They're loaded. And this Tyler Johnson, I'm sure he'll be healthy. He had a little injury there in the finals, but he is a really talented player, super fast. Your favorite, Kucherov.
That's
a heck of a player. Stamkos. You know, they're a loaded team. The only question, I guess, is in goal. You always malign Big Ben Bishop, and a lot of people do. I happen to be a fan, but they have this great Russian backup kid. And so they've got two good goalies. A lot of people don't like Ben Bishop. I don't know why, but...
nice to see you're defending Mr. Bishop. I will say this. This is kind of breaking news that the Russian backup is hurt.
Oh, he is? Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like kind of badly hurt.
Really?
Now, I'm sure some fans...
Because that kid had so much talent.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't mean badly hurt like he's not going to play again, but I think he's not going to be around the beginning of the season.
Wow.
I guess I could have done better research on that, but it happened this week, I believe. He just pulled a groin or something.
He was bitten by a feral cat.
Yeah.
So he is going to... He's not like Johnny Bench. He can't come right back out of the hospital.
No.
This guy's going to be out for a
while. You're right. Now, what I kind of did, because, you know, I kind of turned my prep into my columns, if you will. I kind of took a... Here's what I think. I think Tampa is the cream of the crop. But here's what I think needs to happen. I think the big three have to be the big three. Their number one line, which is now not even including Stamkos, of Palat, Johnson, and Kucherov. They have to continue their brilliance. No sophomore slumps.
Yeah, that's right.
No sophomore slumps.
That's right.
Hedman has to continue. Honestly, Hedman didn't even have to get better. Hedman just has to play like he did last year.
He played great.
He was amazing last year.
Yeah. I think that's their overall concern. Just what you just said. They have the talent. The question is, are they going to have that sophomore slump?
Right.
And you know, I think that's easy to do, especially in a league where, you have such a long season. If they bring it, if they come to the table with all their abilities, that's a loaded team.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is they should. I mean, you know, I'm not going to dwell this whole show on the weakness of the division, but they should be able to roll on a few teams just by showing up.
Yeah.
That offense. And I think Schuster, the number six defenseman, a tough kid. I'd like to see him develop more. I think Jonathan Drouin, he was supposed to be part of that triplets line last year, the rookies. Right. He got hurt, disappeared, came back, did a little bit in the playoffs. But he's going to be a third line guy this year. And if he can play with Callahan, I mean, that kid gets going. I mean, they're going to be
out. How about Palat?
Yeah, well, I mean, Palat's on my first line.
Yeah, I mean that.
Well, I put all the triplets on the first line. Stamkos is now their second. I mean, he was their second line in the playoffs.
When you got to move Stamkos down, something's up.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's their biggest. I think that could technically be their biggest problem, is if the Stamkos drama. Like, if someone in Toronto writes a story that if John Cooper says off the cuff somewhere, yeah, well, you know, well who knows if he'll be here? or I take that back. If Babcock says, wouldn't it be nice to have Stamkos on this team? Uh-huh. Then there'll be 50 Toronto reporters in Tampa Bay every day until Stamkos is traded to Toronto.
Well, you know what? Anyone would want him.
Right, but I don't think this team wants that drama over their heads.
Yeah,
all
that
year.
I mean, I see what you're saying.
You know.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think Braden Coburn, he played great last year. Hopefully for their sake, he doesn't become the Braden Coburn of the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yeah.
After that, they just hope Bishop can learn how to play goal. Now, you know, as an ex goaltender, he didn't. I know it's big and the puck hits him.
That's what a lot of people say. He's just a big guy,
right?
And that is a trend now with goaltenders, is going big, and there is something to be said for that. I mean, who cares how you stop it? As long as you stop it,
hey.
If he fills up the pipes,
right?
But talent wise, I don't know. There's he's a hit and miss. A lot of people think he's good, and a lot of people don't. And a lot of people think he's too rangy, that he gets out there too much, takes too many chances, I guess would be what I would say.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He doesn't go around and doodle around with the puck behind the net, you know, and just kind of – I mean, if he would just stand still, his save percentage would be 900. That's what gets me. Like, he moves to play the puck, and then he gets all discombobulated.
Well, that's
like,
what
if
happens.
He would just stand there, he'd be a better. That's what I mean. You know, I don't try to pick on him constantly, but you know, I end up doing so.
You're not the only one,
and it's good for him because he's in the playoffs and moving. I mean, if they were in last place, I wouldn't have to hear. I wouldn't pick on him.
Well, yeah, that's right. But I do read reviews where they say the same thing, that he is perhaps the weak link on that team. And I don't know. I kind of like the guy because he is big. You know, a big goaltender fills a lot of room.
You can't teach size.
No. So we'll see. But I know what you're saying. He's hot and cold. I'm sorry to hear the Russian is hurt because that kid was really got some talent.
Yeah, that kid does. He's too long of a name to pronounce here, but
I can't pronounce
Valashevsky or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
it's like we have enough time with your guy,
Vasilevsky.
Yeah. So you know, we'll see what happens. But I think they're the cream of the crop, barring sophomore slumps all over the board. Wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, they're a very talented team. All right, number two, I had the Montreal Canadiens.
You have the Montreal Canadiens. Well, look at you.
Yeah.
They did
a St. Louis in the playoffs, though, didn't they last year?
They had
a great regular season. a bad postseason.
They absolutely did. Well, we can dissect Montreal. I actually gave your team the benefit.
I like hearing that.
But we'll dissect Montreal right now. Why not?
Great year for them, regular season. I don't know what happened in the playoffs. You know, we talked about
Subban lost his mojo.
Yeah, that something happened there. And they still have the best goaltender in the game, I think, with Mr. Price.
Yes, they do.
He is really good. And they've got other talented players as well. You know, their coach is a grinder.
This could be the season. I mean, every year, I love Therrien. But, you know, I don't know. I think that's my biggest concern for this team is the team concept kind of going away on many different levels. One is there's only so many times you can give it your all for Mike Therrien.
That's true. And it also wears the team out, I think, in the regular season. Maybe that's what the problem was.
Right. And they lost Brandon Prust, who, middleweight, fought all comers, a real glue guy, a team guy. And they brought in our friend Zach Cassian, who's, you know, I would never call him not a team player, but I will call Alexander Semin not a team player.
Well,
and they brought him in.
And
so,
Cassian, we both like because he's aggressive. Some people feel, you know, he's too aggressive, and then he keeps taking runs at people, and he's not focusing.
Right. Well, you know, Therrien will cure him of that. I think Therrien and Cassian are going to get along great. That's one relationship I wouldn't worry about. If Therrien got along with Sue, I mean, turned Subban into a great player. I just think that, you know, I mean, they got Cassie. Now, of course, they had the great Dale Weiss, but they're still really undersized. You know, like Gallagher, Galchenyuk, they're not big guys who bust their ass. You know, and at some point you're just like, what? You know, maybe I don't know. I hope not, because I'm always kind of, just for the tradition, I was kind of like Montreal. So.
Well, I do too. They are the Yankee franchise of hockey, really.
Right. Oh,
And the thing is, they have a good team, very good team, but for whatever reason, they couldn't keep up with, and a lot of teams had this problem with Tampa Bay in the finals. Just blew by them.
Yeah. I mean, that's funny, because the more I'm talking about it, it's funny when I write my notes and predictions, and I'm like, I think one way, and now that we're talking, it's like, well, how the hell did I pick these guys over Detroit?
Well, here's the thing. I remember
they got Subban and Peach, you know.
That's why I made the comment about, like, St. Louis, though. You know how St. Louis every year has a great regular season, and then they fold quickly.
Right.
All right, and that's what the Montreal did. And they looked different, like a whole different team in the playoffs last year. I don't know what happened. They, we've talked about it. We say Subban, you know, had some issues and stuff, but I don't know what happened overall to the team.
Yeah, he didn't have an issue like that was that his issues weren't so blatant. He wasn't like a minus 10.
No.
Like the whole team folded.
But one thing I noticed,
you know what I mean? Like Subban has issues, but it wasn't like he played terrible.
Well, one thing I
did
notice.
For the whole
team
to fold like
that. No, you're right. I don't get that. And it's not his fault.
No.
You can't blame it all on him. But I do see, I did see that in that series, one thing I noticed was that they were scrambling to keep up with the Lightning speed.
Yeah.
And everybody was. Really, Lightning put everybody back on their heels.
They did.
You know, but particularly Montreal seemed startled by it.
Yeah.
They should have known. I mean, they see them in the regular season.
Well, they couldn't beat them in the regular season.
Yeah.
That's why I was in it. I mean, you know, it's my much-documented idiocy for, always picking against them. But, you know, but of all the teams, Montreal. But I thought they were, you know, it's revisionist. But or not revisions, it's history, but they were tired. They went into Montreal and spanked them.
I think
this year, though, I think they get some younger defense. I think Tenorti's kid's going to play a little bit. They got Petrie all year now from Edmonton. He's going to play a lot, help Subban, because they need to save Markov. Markov was gassed by the end last year.
Yeah,
they need him to be able to play in the playoffs.
Well,
they're going, I mean, not nowhere, but I mean, you know, he's one of their big four defensemen.
Well, that's what I was getting at.
Emelin was hurt a lot last year, so I think he just came back for the playoffs, Alexei Emelin, and I don't think he was to, I don't think he was on his game either. So, you know.
Well, we'll see. Zach Cassian's there. Jacob De La Rose. We'll see.
De La Rose played a pretty good playoffs last year for a kid. That's the thing. Like, Desjardins, he didn't step up too much in the playoffs. But these other guys are like, you know, Gallagher, Galchenyuk, you know, they didn't embrace it like they usually do. The year before, they were really like, you're like, oh my God, these young kids, these little guys are really come. You thought they'd be what Tampa Bay did.
Yeah.
And they just kind of didn't do that, you know. But, you know, they're still, you know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting because I think this is really make or break for them. Because I think Terry and, you know, I think, you know, it's Montreal. They don't wait around.
No, they don't, and I think they're going to have a better postseason this year. They're a tough team. They got the best goalie.
They got the best goalie, and they have a hell of a coach. And they, you know, they make a trade. Wouldn't it be funny at the day? Well, whatever. They get some big guys at the deadline. You never know what's going to happen at the deadline. Did you pick the trade? You picked them third, right?
Yeah,
I picked them second. Okay,
I like your pick.
I thought you would,
Johnny and I.
But it's not even a hometown discount there. I believed it.
You know, they got some great players. The only real knock on the wings that I see is age. You know, you see everybody mentioning that Datsyuk, who we love, the Witch, getting a little older. Zetterberg, getting up there. Franzen is 35. Brad Richards, who they acquired, I think that's a great acquisition, but Brad's 35. You know, I mean,
it's funny to think the Mule's only 35. It was my age.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, they've got, and then they've got some great young players. This guy, Anthony Mantha, he's been up and down, but he's 20 years old, and people are predicting he's going to be a star. He's 20. You know, I mean, they've got some young guys. This guy, Dylan Larkin. Is lightning fast. Everybody's talking about his speed. He's got Tyler Johnson type speed.
Whoa.
So they've got some young guys who are on their way up, but where are they at, you know, now? Are they willing to, are they ready to fill the shoes of some of the older Detroit veterans?
I think that's the key, though. I think the key is that they don't have to.
You think those guys can still deliver?
I think they can deliver. I think the whole key. I think there's two keys to Detroit's season. Well, there's several, but I mean two big ones. I think the Witch and Big Z got to stay. Big Z is a Danish R, but you know, Mr. Z, whatever, Zetterberg, they have to stay healthy.
Yeah, and that's going to be tricky because
I don't mean they pull a groin, whatever, miss 10 days. I mean they can't have 2 months off this year.
No, they need them.
They need them.
Yeah,
and Mrazek. Has to play as he did last year.
Love Mrazek. Yeah. And you know, everybody thinks he's probably going to be the starter over Jimmy Howard. I would pick Mrazek.
I think he's going to be the starter. I mean, now he has his coach. He has his minor league coach there.
That's right.
So he doesn't have an allegiance to Howard anymore, I wouldn't think. Even though Howard probably was his coach, too.
Might have been.
Or Howard was coached him.
Yeah, he coached a lot of the younger guys. And I don't know. Mrazek, though, really impressed me and everybody else in Detroit. He's got it. And I think that'd be my pick.
And then you trade Howard for a piece you need.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still tradable.
Oh, absolutely.
He can still play.
He absolutely can still play, and he's absolutely tradable. I just think Mrazek is a real star.
I think that's your future.
I think he's a star. I don't think he's a good goaltender, but I think he's a star.
He's a very good player, yeah.
You know, and then, and I want to see Nyquist. I'm going to see Nyquist really, really step up more this year.
The world's greatest player.
Yes.
And that's how I've tagged him. I want you to keep everyone to keep an eye on Gustav.
The world's greatest player.
This year, because I think he's going to have a fantastic year. He just had an okay year last year, but he's got the skill set to bust out.
Yeah, well, we'll be hearing about this the next month when we talk, when all of our previews, the sophomore slump.
I think that's what happened.
The sophomore slump. Yeah. So, you know, it happens.
But
so.
I read a review of his when he first came in the league, and the guy said, this guy's got the potential to be the best player in the league. That's what I've been saying. I'd only read one thing that said that agreed with me.
That's what I saw.
And I wrote that. No. I just think the guy's
under your pen name.
Yeah, under another name. He has got big skills. I'd like to see him have a great year.
Yeah, you know, and then I think if they can get the Mule out there, What did you know his status? I mean, is he ready to go?
I don't know. He's 35.
But I think if they can get the mule out there.
Well, I think it's a good addition. He's got great experience. You know, he's.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen him in a long. I mean, it's like, you know, we haven't seen him in a. I can't remember the last time I saw him play.
And we got the offensive minded defenseman in Mike Green.
Your buddy Mike Green right there.
Yeah. I like that.
I think Green, as the weeks go, I think Green can really help your team, like I said. He just. If he's not with, you know, Cronwell, you know, have DeKaiser with Cronwell and have Green with Erickson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, So Green doesn't play every, you know, isn't, you don't want Green out there against the triplets and against Ovechkin.
He's not really a
and
D
against
guy.
Crosby, yeah, you know, yeah. and Kessel. You want him out there against the third and fourth liners.
Yeah, I agree, because his defense is suspect a little bit, but he is a heck of a puck mover.
Yeah. I mean, to me, I don't see how they're not a top four team in the Atlantic.
Unless the coach has
which I don't think, because he's in that system. They're so ingrained, they win the minor league championships. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think the situation's gonna.
I think this
him.
Kid's gonna be a great coach. I have a feeling this new Detroit coach. But I will say this: you're right. The key, I think, for the Red Wings is keeping the stars healthy.
Yeah, the big guys.
Yeah,
you know,
if they go down, you're in trouble.
But that's the thing. I mean, you know, we didn't even talk about Tatar. You got
Shahan,
Jerko, Abdelkader.
Abdelkader's great.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, those guys, I think you can lay off the Witch a little bit. The Witch doesn't have to play doesn't have to play 23 minutes a game. The Witch can play 10 or 12.
I agree.
But you need him in the last 10 of the game. You know, like, you know, there's the penalty kill with 7 minutes left. That's when you want the Witch.
Well, and I think he just steadies your whole team, you know, when you have that kind of
just the power
experience.
Play.
Yeah. So, you know, you're right. The key is keeping them healthy. But you're right. They've got some great young talent. And I think the Wings, third in that division.
I pick second. Maybe second. If those guys stay healthy, I just got a feeling that Montreal is just going to have some
Well, if they play like they did in the playoffs, Montreal's going to have some problems.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see. There's only so many times smaller guys, I think, rise above. And I think they have some smallish guys. I think they've been playing with the Mike Terry and Kool-Aid and everything. And I think they've, you know, let's see how Carey Price can be. You know, Superman again.
He can't do everything.
You know what I mean? Like, let's.
You got to give him some help.
Yeah. And let's see if Markov, you know, if he can survive. I have a lot of faith in Mrazek to win some games.
And I like
DeKaiser. I like Smith on the back end with Quincy. I just look at their talent. I mean, they got, you know, Glendening, Helm, Yurko, Abdelkader, Shahan. You know. And we're forgetting Brad Richards is going to be out there.
Well, I know. I mean, yeah.
I mean,
hey, listen, that really helps.
Sure, it helps. You know,
yeah, it really helps. And again, the only concern there is age.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but 100%. But a great player, and you know, I think a big addition. I think that helps for sure.
Like I always say, they don't just hand
I like
out,
those. Rivers.
They don't just hand out Conn Smythe.
No, they don't.
You earn those.
Johnny and I both like those Red Wings.
There you go. I'm happy I picked them second. You guys are doubting.
No, I had them down at three. I don't know why. Well, I guess because Montreal had such a good year last year. But then again, like I say, the way they played in the playoffs.
Now, this will get interesting now.
Yeah, I don't know whether I want to go with the Sabres or the Sens.
Who we got four through eight. My number four pick actually breaks my heart in an interesting way. Because my fourth pick is the Florida Panthers.
Get out. Really?
Because that means the Jaromir Jagr will not be traded at the deadline.
I know. You want him, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I read a crazy review where they were not making fun of Jagr. They were saying how great he was, but also saying that, you know, at his advanced age. But I bet he can still skate.
Yeah. Well, he's
one of the best skaters ever.
When he came off the wall in like game 75 last year, he looked like 1988 Yager. He really did.
Yeah.
I mean, he really did. But I think that's the biggest concern for them is they have Yager penciled in their number one line with, you know, with Barkov and Huberdeau. Yeah.
Huberdeau.
I love Jonathan Huberdeau.
Is that how you say
Huberdeau?
It?
Yeah, Huberdeau for sure. So Yogs hasn't played number one, you know, minutes in 10 years.
Well, that's true. Yeah. He's really there just for energy. Bring him in.
Right. But I mean, if he's going to play the top line, well, he's going to have to play, you know, and, you know, he plays the whole 2 minutes on the power play.
Yeah, right.
He's not coming out in the power play.
I was impressed with them last year. I think everybody was. They kind of had a little run there for a minute.
They looked
pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good pick there. It's interesting that we would pick them above the Senators, who also have a pretty good team.
Well, you don't have to.
I would pick the Sens and then Florida.
Okay, see, I have Florida 4 and Ottawa 5. So this is a nice little And my reasoning is because I just think Huberdeau and Barkov and Blustead have way more upside to give. I mean, those guys are superstars, young superstars.
Yeah, you know, especially you got some, yeah.
Huberdeau's done it, and they would have made the playoffs if those two if Barkov didn't get hurt last year.
Well, that's true. And they got Riley Smith from Boston.
Yeah, Ekblad. Rookie of the year.
Very good player.
Up for the Norris.
Yeah, he's a great player.
I mean, you know, to me, my concern with Florida is Luongo going to play 60?
And do they have a decent backup? I don't know who their backup is.
Well, it's Al Montoya.
Oh, it's Al.
Yeah. Well, Al's great on the ninth tee. I don't know about Al. You want Al?
I don't know.
I don't know if you want Al. You don't want Al playing 30 games.
Well, no.
You know?
No.
So...
But all right, so you're picking the Pens at 4. The Panthers.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what they got to do is just, you know, Ekblad can't have a sophomore slump. Their owners are guys they want to win.
Well,
so they're going to spend some money. So I think the biggest key to them is keeping their old. You know, they got Jokinen, they got our boy Dave Boland. These guys are not young chickens. Like they got to, you know, the stars to be have to keep getting better. But the older guys, the guys are leading the way. Thornton, Bolin, Jussi, Jokinen, they got to be able to play.
Well, that's right. And I think also their biggest issue is promotional giveaways. They've got to get some fans. I mean, the fans they have are great. They have great fans.
Yes.
But there's not enough of them. I mean, you know, their crowds have been thin.
Yeah.
And down there in Florida.
Yager has more hair than they have fans.
Yeah, so we got to get the fan base out.
But really, like, Willie Mitchell played great last year. The Kulikov, kind of a cheap shot artist in the old school Russian ways of Kasparaitis.
Oh, yeah.
He ended Sagan season. But, you know, I mean, I just think they got some good juju. I think they got some good juju.
They had some moments last year.
Yeah, and I think that's the whole key is if they can learn how to win those 10 games. Maybe 5. Those extra 10 points.
Yeah.
5 more games. And I'll tell you something, and you hate it, but they're going to be dynamic 3-on-3.
In the overtime. Yeah. You know I don't like the
three. Yeah, I know. I mean, but that could help them.
But some teams it helps.
It helps them.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, you get Ekblad out there with Yager and Boustev. I mean, come on.
That's pretty interesting.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's going to be fun. Yager didn't think he died and went to heaven. But that's my pick. But you went with the Ottawa Senators.
I had the Ottawa Senators. I'm a big fan of the Hamburglar, as you know. And we don't know.
He's not penciled to start this
season. No, it's going to be probably Craig Anderson.
Yeah.
But I like
Hans
the burglar.
Christian Anderson.
I like the burglar. And so do the fans because they love wearing those masks.
Yeah. I don't know why they would immediately give the job to Hans Christian Anderson.
I thought burglar had some really good games.
He saved their season.
Yeah, he did. He did.
But he didn't save the season. Like, he came in and made a save when Anderson pulled a nut. I mean, he won like 20 straight games.
No, he had a nice run there.
Yeah.
It really kept him in it.
Yeah.
I like that guy. And so that's the real battle there is who's your goalie?
Yeah, I'm just, I think they have a lot of good players. I just think Florida has a lot more, has more high-end superstars. I think a lot of guys last year gelled together as a team. You know, like, you know, Turris, MacArthur, you know, I like Zibanejad, old Bobby Ryan, the old Ducks, he had a pretty good year.
Bobby Ryan's good.
You know, I'm not knocking him, but I'm really not knocking
Turris.
I think they have a lot of B guys. I think they have a lot of guys that are good. A lot of good players that came together as a team. They have a lot of good players.
I think Florida has a little more higher end guys. Okay.
But they got to play. And I'll tell you, but who knows? Carlson, he's going to have Mathot all year now. Mathot was hurt, held out. But
that helps.
When he has Mathot, he's Bobby Orr.
Yeah.
He'll have him around all year.
Yeah, that would be right. You're right. He has that Orr type quality. Well, you know what? Senators, you say there are a lot of B players, but they're pretty solid. They're pretty solid.
I'm not trying to knock him. I'm just saying, I like Kyle Turris. I like Clark MacArthur. I like Hoffman. I like
Mark
Zibanejad.
Stone.
I like Ryan Stone.
Recky.
But it's like, I just feel that like they had a good run. Like, I feel like they were a good team. They came together. They had a good run last year. Now let's all start again in October. And are they going to have the same juice without Hamburglar? You know what I mean? They were dead.
I would start
the
Hamburglar.
They were dead in the water last year. They didn't change anything.
Yeah, that was true.
They got the new coach with the crazy glasses.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, and he came in, and then it was like, boom. So we'll see. But, the one guy they have on their team that could easily be my new, because now Saad can't be my man crush. But Luch might be my wife now that he's in L.A.
Yeah, come on.
I love Curtis Lazar.
Wow.
I love the Ottawa Senators. Curtis Lazar is a man. He was the captain of the whatever the young kids team is that that they make a big deal out of every year. The World Juniors. He was the captain. Just love the kid. He's a Wendell Clark kind of guy.
Yep, and you know how much we like Wendell Clark.
Brownie, for the Kings.
Dustin
that type
Brown.
Of guy.
Yeah,
Dusty Brown. Just that
tough
kind of just
and
tough kind
too.
Of winner.
Yeah.
Score a big goal. So Curtis Lazar, we're I like this. I like Lazar. Maybe they'll sink to the bottom and get traded to the Penguins.
Yeah, you can only hope. All right, who do you got next? I would have to go with those Buffalo Sabres.
Whoa! At the captain.
I hate to bring Boston down
look at the captain.
But look at the guys they got rid of. We'll talk about that in a minute.
We're going to have Johnny Bench replay this clip when Burr's on the show.
Burr doesn't want to hear
it. See him turn 900 colors of purple.
But even Burr knows that they did get rid of some real talent.
But I can shut off my mic after that because he'll just be screaming for 45 minutes.
Well, I would think he'd be upset with some of the guys they unloaded.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Okay, well, then you pick Buffalo. I had Buffalo last.
Oh, did you?
Okay. So, but that's fine. That's what makes the show interesting.
Well,
so why do you pick them ahead of everybody else?
Disco Dan.
You have faith in Disco Dan?
No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I was kidding about that. I don't know how they'll respond to him. That's interesting.
Yeah,
sure
is.
I just like Jack Eichel.
All right.
He's my favorite guy right now. I think as good as Connor McDavid is supposed to be, and I'm sure he is that good,
right.
Eichel's bigger.
Yeah. No,
He's a big dude, and he can play.
I would have been the idiot to pick Eichel. I would have been the idiot, not last year, because then Eichel broke his hand and McDavid just looked insane. But like 2 years ago, I would have been the guy that took Eichel because he was bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a man. He's a man bod. He's all ready to roll.
I think so.
He's
I think
ready
he
to
really
roll.
Helps them.
I agree with you on that.
They've got, Ryan O'Reilly is new there. and Evander Kane they've got. I mean, you know, and who's their goalie? It's Lerner.
Yeah, Lerner from Ottawa.
Yeah.
He didn't save the season. I'll give you all the reasons why I don't like them. One is, you know, I like Zach Bogosian. I thought they won the trade, the Myers trade, but even though they didn't, because Tyler Myers played insanely great for Winnipeg. But I like Bogosian. I used to like Josh Georges when he was in Montreal, but he got worn out last year. I think their defense is bad. I think Lerner is not that good, and Disco doesn't coach defense.
That's true.
So they, yeah. You know, I mean, you know, Carey Price would throw in the white towel playing for Disco. So I mean, you know, yeah. What's that? And then up front, O'Reilly just, you know, crashed drunk into a Tim Hortons. You were on vacation.
Oh, that is
week.
That O'Reilly?
Yeah, because I had old Sean in there because he's from Buffalo. And, yeah, he got drunk and ran into a Tim Hortons.
Well, then even more reason that I like
they arrested him like crashing into a Tim Hortons.
I love the guy. Well, you had to get some donuts.
Yeah. Yeah. And we said the irony of that is Tim Horton died in a car crash.
Oh.
Isn't that the irony?
Wow,
yeah.
That's too bad.
So,
wow.
But the other thing is, you know, Kane, Evander Kane, you know, he's never a good citizen.
No.
And Disco's never good. Disco doesn't discipline good citizens.
Yeah, that's true. I see your point there.
You know,
yeah.
I don't see how that's going to work out. And then it's a bunch of little guys. I like, you know, I'm not against the little guy, you know, Ennis and Molson and Gionta's getting old, but it's just, I don't know. I don't see any hope.
All right.
That's just me. That's
you don't like
me.
Where the Sabres are going. And, well, the only reason I picked him ahead of the Bruins was because clearly the Bruins are a classic NHL franchise for all the years. But, you know, this last offseason, it was a garage sale. They got rid of a lot of great players. I mean, you weren't that high on Dougie Hamilton, but a lot of people were, and he's gone.
There's people in Toronto that want to buy me beers and tell me how wrong I am about Dougie Hamilton.
Dougie Hamilton.
The fans have reached out.
The fans like him, and, you know, I think he's got a lot of skills. And, of course, Lucic, how do you even let a guy like that go? But
Kings fans
were very happy that they did.
You've jumped into that. Well, let's take a second break here, and I will defend my pick of the Boston Bruins.
Okay, you know, this is really exciting, Joe Bartnick. You know, we love our puck off fans, and we love the NFL too. And you talk about it, you don't get better seats than you do at SeatGeek.
SeatGeek is the number one ticket site for me because I'll tell you why. They check every site. You know, like on airline ticket sites where sometimes they pop up like 1,000 different sites? That's what SeatGeek does. That's what makes it, you know, there's no place better. You're not like at another site and you wonder, hey, I wonder if there's a better ticket somewhere else. There isn't. SeatGeek is the best. They actually rate your
see, that I think is cool. They rate the seats. And also, not only that, they pull in ticket options from hundreds of online ticket sellers to create a one-stop shop for your tickets, and when you shop at SeatGeek, you're virtually seeing every ticket option available for that game.
That's what I was saying. And the other thing they have is they have an app. They have an app.
Gotta love that app.
So you basically, you're two pops away, you're two pushes away, you're two buttons away. If you're driving in your car, you're not in your laptop, you're like, hey, I'm going to go to the game, or the concert, or anything. I mean, AC/DC's coming, Van Halen's coming, hockey season's coming, football season's coming,
I got
NFL.
Halen tickets. You know, I mean, yeah, you're right. Whatever you want to go to.
Boom, just right on your phone, it's two pops. That's all it is.
No more typing those squiggly letters you can't read into a box like other sites make you do. On SeatGeek, you store your credit card, and once they store it for you, and then they can find you a ticket whenever you want to buy one.
I think it's amazing, and I'm so happy that these guys are sponsoring us because it's a really quality product.
It really is. There's no faster, easier way to buy tickets.
No, there isn't. I mean, all you got to do is download the free SeatGeek app. That's SeatGeek app. Punch in the code word PUCK, PUCK, and then on your first tickets, they're going to give you $20 back.
How do you beat that?
You don't beat that, friends. Family,
that's right.
Fans.
Download it now, the free SeatGeek app, and enter promo code PUCK today.
All right, we're back. And as Frazier's still throwing dirt on the graves of the Boston Bruins.
Well, look what they did.
Okay. Well,
even hardcore Boston fans have to be shaking their head.
No, they are. They are. But I'll tell you the truth. I'm not as shocked that you picked. But well, you know, no, I don't. Okay. Well, I have Buffalo six. I'm sorry. I have Boston sixth out of eight.
I had him seven.
You had him seventh.
And I don't know why I did that. I mean, you know, but I just think they unloaded too many of their good players.
I think they unloaded a ton of their good players, but I still think they have three or four players. I still think that they're better than Buffalo and Toronto.
Well,
that
may be. I mean, listen, this kid, you know, I mean, first of all, they have a solid goalie, Tuukka Rask.
Right.
Solid goalie.
Right.
And they still have Chara, although he's getting older.
He's getting old.
And
they got McQuaid, though. They signed McQuaid to a nice long contract.
Yeah. And they say, watch out for this kid, David Pastrnak.
That's what they say. But, you know, there's the hype machine in Boston runs, you know, the hype machine in Boston.
I'm interested to see how he played.
He played okay. I mean, for Boston to even to save Julian's job, which I think is going to be a big storyline all year, because I think Sweeney wants him gone. They made him wait 3 weeks before they said he's coming back.
Right.
So I think to save his job, Tuukka Rask has to bounce back this year. Rask did not play good last year.
No, he didn't have a great season. You're right. But he is a solid goalie.
Oh, he's a great goaltender. He's a top five goaltender when he plays well.
Yeah.
Because they got rid of their backup last year, and they got Subban's brother.
That's right.
And if you remember, right. Subban's brother last year played about 7 minutes, and he got run out of that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It looked like he was taking the money from Montreal. I mean, he got lit up.
Yeah.
You know, he really did. As much as I love P.K. Subban, is as much as I don't like his brother playing goaltender.
Yeah.
If you say the Penguins can get Subban right now, but his brother has to play goal 30 times this year, I'd say, you can keep him in Montreal.
I hear you.
You know?
Yeah.
But the other thing I think that needs to happen is David Krejci has to have a bounce-back season. I know he doesn't have his guys anymore. He doesn't have Luch, obviously. He doesn't have the Reverend. And he's missed the Reverend now for a while. He's missed Iggy now for a while. Doesn't got Luch, but he's got to find. He's gonna be playing with Pastrnak and our old buddy Bolesky. Matt Bolesky can put.
Yeah, Bolesky's a good player.
He can play. So
yeah, that's a good player for them.
You know, so Krejci has to step after two subpar seasons. It's crap or get off the pot.
That's true. I got you there.
Because
I do like that line.
Yeah, well, because you got their top line, Patrice Bergeron, grade A player.
Awesome, awesome.
And Brad Marchand, you know, the greatest rat of them all right now. And Eriksson has, I mean, we always crap on Eriksson, but he scored 22 goals.
Hey, so, you know what? They still have some real good players.
Yeah.
It's just that they also got rid of a lot of good players. So
they did.
That's my question mark.
And Rask was shaky. And anytime you're always picking on the coach, or the coach is always up in the air, that's never a good situation.
You know, there's something going on.
Never good to. But, you know, like I said, Eriksson, 22 goals. Okay, 22 goals is great when you're playing third line in Dallas. It's not great when you're playing on the first line in Boston. And you get traded for Tyler Seguin.
But I think they'll set him up better.
Well, he was with him. He was with him last year. So
I think he's going to feel more at home.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I still don't think they're. I put it this way: if Chara looks as old as he did the end of last year, and he's playing with Torrey Krug, then everyone in that division, including Jack Eichel's, licking their lips. Well, because they're going to run around Chara. They're going to skate right around Chara and run through Torrey Krug.
I'm afraid they can do that.
Yeah, then, you know, Tuukka Rask better be ready.
Couldn't do that to Chara a couple years ago.
Oh, couldn't do that to Chara for a decade.
Yeah.
You know, and I love McQuaid. McQuaid and Seidenberg, that's a nice pairing. I'll tell you what, I'll take that for the Penguins any day of the week.
Yeah.
I'll give up. That would be the top pairing for the Penguins, so.
Well, you know, the Bruins, a classic, original six team, and always enjoyed watching the Bruins play. But I have to say, this year they're a little decimated.
Yeah, it's not the big Brad. It's easy for me to say. It's not the big bad Bruins.
I don't think
you know.
So, no.
It's not. Yeah. Can Julian? Can you teach an old dog new tricks? Can he coach speed? He's used to dropping the puck, throwing the puck in the corner. Go get it, Luch.
Yeah, you know, don't have that now.
You don't have that now. So we know we'll see. We'll see. Now
we'll
here's
see.
The so the one team that I
Think we all agree on.
The one team that I picked second to last, I guess you picked them dead last. Maybe a little twist the knife into your old coach's back.
Well,
the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, man. Well, what are you going to do? I mean,
they are terrible.
Clearly,
they are terrible. But you know what? I think they're terrible. But I just think that at least for six games they'll beat Disco. I think Babcock can outcoach Disco.
Well, he's a great coach, okay?
Right.
But all coaches take time, you know, to get their to get things rolling, get
right.
their system going. It rarely happens the first year.
No. Oh, no, I don't think it is going to happen. I think they get...
And they don't have enough...
Look at when you're debating over who your number one center is between Kadri and Tyler Bozak, you're not beating anybody.
I know, right?
That's for a good team, that's a third line debate, if you even want guys that unphysical.
Well, plus, you lost Kessel, and he's your scoring guy.
Yeah.
And
it's a lot to put on Van Riemsdyk.
It sure is.
Without a center.
But yeah.
I like Van Riemsdyk.
I do, too. I just don't know.
They still got Phaneuf, but I mean, they got no. I mean, I remember when Robida was a good defenseman. I think that's when Franzen was playing. that was like a long time ago now. But Bernier has to win that job. He came from L.A. I thought he was going to, like, take Toronto to the next level.
Everybody thought so, yeah.
And now he's, like, fighting Reimer.
Reimer, that's a weird
Come on, Bernier.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just...
He's got to step up. Oh, well, you know what? I think we all agree that the Leafs are going through a huge rebuilding scenario. They have the great new coach in Babcock, but, you know, it's going to take a couple years.
Yeah, you know, the one guy I do like on that team is Leo Komarov. I always have. I think he plays tough. He's a tough guy. He's not too big, but he's not little.
Right.
And he's a good winger with guts and grit. You know,
right,
I really
do.
I always like Leo Komarov. So hopefully he'll be on the. But I'm afraid that Shanny won't. Or Lou Lamoriello now.
Thank you for
Shanny. Thank God Shanny has someone to thank for him.
Yeah, right.
Jesus, I mean.
What was going on
What
there?
Was Shanny
I
doing?
I was kind of surprised.
But I don't think
Shanny fans.
I don't think Lamoriello will trade him, unfortunately.
They say to watch for this kid, this defenseman, Jake Gardner.
Jake Gardner, really?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Well, he must have potential and upside, because what I've seen.
Not
the biggest fan.
Yeah?
Not the biggest. Because I always watch a lot of Toronto because they're always on the Hockey Night in Canada's. And I like to see who the Penguins might get at the deadline.
Well,
there you go. There's our Atlantic
Division.
Yeah, we'll be right back with some viewer mail.
Man,
or listener mail, right?
Love the tweets.
Love the tweets.
They're
love the fans.
In. The fans are great. We're going to be back. Hey, Joe Bartnick, my co-host on Puck Off. You got to be excited, man. The season's almost ready to start. The NFL season, that is. And it's your last chance to join FanDuel before opening weekend.
I know why I'm going to join, because, you know, it's so easy. And if I don't like my team this week, I get a new team next week.
That's the coolest part.
That's the beauty, is you're not stuck with one team. Someone gets hurt. Imagine if you had, like, you know, the Washington Redskins quarterback, and you find out he's not even going to play. It's like, boom, you just change.
That's all you got to do. And that is the beauty of FanDuel. You can always change your team. You know, they're paying out over $75 million a week this football season, Joe. And, you know, I won $1 million last year playing. It's great. Building a team is easy. You just pick your players, stay under the salary cap, sit back on Sunday and watch your team win.
I know, and it's just a dollar. That's all you can
see. $1, that's all it is.
You can play with a dollar. And if you use our code PUCK, P-U-C-K, they will back your dollars up to $200.
That's right, and it's a special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200, and that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use our code PUCK today. Don't forget to use our code, though, PUCK. That's our code.
Yeah, yeah.
FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
All right, everybody, we're back with a new. You know, that's why Johnny Bench makes the big bucks. Viewer mail, or listener mail. So we have Matthew Kramer. Yeah, but one thing I will say, I've always gone through and added. I've always tried to address when fans say stuff.
Yeah, you do.
But I never do. But now it's like a kind of an official thing.
But I love
thing.
Those fans.
Yeah. So now, you know, it's official. You want to, you know, because now we have the Puck Off podcast official Twitter.
Yeah, we got it now.
So that's what we're for. So then just go to there. And, yeah, we want your tweets, and we'll answer them on the show.
So. You know, we had over 75 million tweets last week. How did we get that many? Where did they all come from?
I think Kim Kardashian retweeted.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, she retweeted. Okay. She's like, well, I just saw Frazier at the Calabasas, Safeway.
And yeah, I just saw
KLOS legend.
Yeah, I couldn't get her around her in the seafood aisle. But, yeah, you know what? We love all those tweets. We're getting a million, literally millions of them.
Yeah, we got tons of them.
It's unbelievable.
Tons of them. So here we go. These are
our top 13 out of 75 million.
Yeah. If we can get, hopefully we'll try to get to all these.
Okay.
At least some of the good ones.
All right.
Yeah, let's make it. Our fans are the best, but you know we're not going to just read anybody's tweet.
No, we can't just.
We can't just. Here's a good one though. Matthew Kramer is new to the show. Well, thanks for listening, Matthew. Who is the witch on the Red Wings? Is that Datsuk? Well, look at the big brain on Matt.
Matt,
of course. It's
who else is it going to be?
No, but we're not knocking him. I mean, like he guessed right though.
No,
yeah.
I mean, Matt's very sharp.
Yeah.
He knows, but he knew it was Datsuk. But
right. He just wanted to confirm it. Yeah. So, yes, it is.
We call him the witch because of all his magical puck handling skills.
Yeah, he puts a spell. He puts a spell on you with the puck.
He's standing really
there, and he's right around you, and he goes between his legs. It's kind of a term that I know a friend of mine was like, well, that's just the greatest thing when you call people witches. I don't know if I'm not trying to take credit for being the first person, but I think I am the first person that calls guys like that witches. Or am I?
Quite,
you're,
no,
you're old school.
Well, maybe Jim Rome.
Jim
Rome used to do that too. But
okay, Mr. Rome, I wasn't trying to.
But you guys are both on the same par. I'm a big fan of both of you. So we're going to give a tie on that.
Yeah, we kind of guys with sick puck
handling skills.
Skills, you know, kind of like Lemieux's a witch, Forsberg's a witch, Jágr's a witch.
Anybody who can mesmerize you.
Exactly.
With their puck handling skills.
Here's another Mike Nestor. Mike Nestor. Thanks, Mike Nestor. What do you guys think of the late Senator Surge last season? Team to watch this year? Well, Matt, this is the perfect time. I hope if you've been listening, you heard.
You heard what we thought. And, you know, you thought a little less of it than I did. I really thought that they had a nice little surge there. And I like those the Sens.
You do? I think the Sens are good. I think they're good. I mean, they're right there. When you're debating 4 and 5, I mean, they're right there.
Yeah.
I just kind of, you know, wanted to give Jágr a little pop. And I really like the young kids in Florida. And I think Ottawa just got in a little deep end. And the fact they did not make – the fact they're sticking with Hans Christian Andersen, a little disturbing to me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that is weird.
I would go with the Berglund. You never know what the second year – first year, everyone's happy. Look at a new coach. Things are different. The Walrus is out. We're doing different things different. Then let's see what happens. They have all summer to think about it. The coaching class has all summer to think of new tricks and what are they going to do to make the team different, and it's a different season.
Yeah, it's a whole different – yeah.
That's all. I heard your Pens are getting Barrasso out of retirement. Well, Ryan. Ryan, that's hilarious.
That's funny.
Shaky in the crease. Go Habs. All right. Well, there you go. A Montreal fan who remembers, Barrasso obviously giving up goals against the Habs. But Barrasso did have two Stanley Cups, but not the nicest human being in real life, from what I've been told. He used to come in the strip club I worked at.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah, not
a nice guy.
Not he's not winning the Lady Bing fantasies.
With the
but
fans.
We're happy we got two Stanley Cups out of him.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta love that.
Here we go. Sean Mandrell. I like that last name. Mandrell. Will Kessel be enough for the Pens to reach the promised land?
There's a good question.
The promised land being the playoffs, which we had to wait till 7:30 Pacific time last year, the last day to make it. I think they're going to come in. I think they're going to come in fourth. But that's for next week. But to make the finals, they need to make some trades. And to win it, I don't think Ovi Ryan gets Slav's dead body. To be
honest. I
don't think they win.
But
the
here's
cup.
The thing. Do they, you know, does Kessel get 40 goals?
Yes.
I think he does.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess the NHL had a media thing where all the big guns showed up. And fans can email or tweet in next week if I'm wrong. But somehow, like, I think Crosby and Taves and I think, you know, some of the big goaltenders were all in a room for the preseason kind of, you know, hey, let's interview people.
Yeah.
And Taves thought that it's going to be amazing Kessel with either Sid or Gino.
Oh, yeah.
That those guys are going to have – and because Kessel will just fire the puck and he's, is amazing. So, yeah, I think 40 goals.
Yeah.
He scored 40 in Toronto.
He's going to get 40. Yeah.
I mean, with Sid and Gino. So, yeah. All right, another one we have. Oh, okay. When is Bill Burr making a guest appearance? He always wants to do it. He did it two seasons ago. I'm going to be with him on tour all through October, so we'll try to nail down a date with him.
And let's just admit it right here. The best stand-up comic out there today.
Bill Burr.
Yes. The number one.
I have the honor of the pleasure of working with him.
Working with number one. That's
number
pretty
one,
awesome,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
And a great guy.
Super great guy.
And you know, and a favorite. But here's the thing. Not only is he knowledgeable about sports, last time he came on, all we talked about was Ginger Baker staying at my house for a week. The drummer from Cream.
Oh, yeah. He's a renaissance man.
He's fascinated by that, yeah.
I mean, literally, when Burr is not being the best stand-up comic there is, acting in movies, acting on his own sitcom, writing his own cartoon. He's a cartoon coming out.
Right.
Okay. He's drumming in bands, and he learned how to fly a helicopter.
What?
Yeah. Burr's hobbies are more impressive than my career.
Oh, yeah.
No, he literally learned how to fly a helicopter.
There's no jobs left because Burr's got them all.
Yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, between all that, try to get him on. I think the new system with Johnny Bench and everything, I think we have a better chance now, though, to be honest.
We got to get him on.
Yeah, we got to get him on.
The
fans are demanding. But
he's your best friend, so we'll have him on.
Well, you know, he's a great friend of mine. I don't want to be one of those guys that say he's my best friend.
Well, you're...
Because, you know, there's like 30 people that say I'm good friends.
Yeah.
No, you know, we say, like, someone came up to me the other day and said, I'm Joe Rogan's best friend. And I go, I know about 30 people that say that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I just don't want to be that guy.
I even say that.
Yeah. You might be, though.
I do like Joe Rogan.
No, I know. But I'm just saying. You know what I mean? When he goes, here's Blair Phillips.
Blair Phillips.
Should the Stanley Cup champ switch to traditional champagne or switch from champagne to filling the cup with Crown Royal? If so, which expression?
Well, we all like Crown Royal, but I've got to go champagne.
Well,
for a special occasion.
I think you drink the first round is with champagne.
Yeah.
And then when you get it back in your house, you pour the Crown Royal.
Because
the champagne's for the commissioner, for the wives on national TV. You know, you want a little bubbly.
That's a celebration beverage.
Because Blair, you don't waste Crown Royal.
No, that's for the after party.
Yeah, if you spill a little champagne on the ice, who cares? Yeah. You don't waste good Canadian whiskey.
Yeah,
but that's a good one there.
Good question.
What do you think of Peter DeBoer in San Jose? Do you think it was the right choice? I do. I think Peter.
Do you?
I think DeBoer's a very good coach.
I do too.
But they had a good coach. I think the problem in San Jose is the GM has been there too long, and he doesn't think he can be removed. And he has to go. And I like Jumbo Joe Thornton, but he has to go. I know he likes his house, and he likes the beach and golf, his country club up there. But
yeah, they all love that area.
They don't want to win, and they don't want to leave. So, And I like Patrick Marleau. I think he has to go. It's time to move on over there.
Well, it's time to shake it up a little.
Yeah, but do I think Peter DeBoer is a good coach? I really do, and
he's a good coach.
I think he's going to help that team a lot. I think just he's a professional coach.
He might be what they needed.
He actually might be what they needed. He's a good coach. So that was the answer to that question. A couple more here, folks, but I'm not going to get to them all.
Well, of course, we have 75 million. How are you going to?
Oh, someone, look at this, a shout out. Okay, this is just Joe Bartnick. Seriously, the best podcast. Everyone who loves the NHL, please listen. So thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
That's Sean Mandrell again. I actually read
Mandrell.
I actually responded to him myself. Because he CC'd me or whatever you want to say.
Oh, yeah.
He put me in the thing.
Well, you got to love Mandrell.
Yeah. So I responded to this guy too, but we'll talk about it on the air. He said, thanks, guys, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he says, listening to Joe Bartnick trash the Flyers, I can imagine what I sound like, what me trashing the Penguins sounds like.
Probably true. Come on, man. That's a Flyer fan.
Yeah.
They have the same feelings about you.
Yes. They do. Even more. Hey, guy at the comedy, a really good set Friday night. Get off stage. The first thing the guy recognized me, and he started talking about the Flyers.
Flyer fans, very passionate.
Couldn't even enjoy my beverage after a nice, like a great set.
I just hope you don't run into Eleanor Kerrigan.
Oh, I do. I ran into her. I love Eleanor.
Well, she's great, but she's the biggest Flyer fan.
I know, but I like it. I don't mind getting a little physical with Eleanor, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, if you had to get physical.
I'll mix it up with Eleanor.
Yeah, you're right.
It'd be a pleasure.
She's pretty tough, though.
Yeah, I'll 2 minutes in the box with her is something I think I could do.
She's pretty tough.
I can do. You know what? I think I'm going to save that one for next week.
All right, great. Those were great.
Yeah, keep sending them in. Keep sending them in. And we'll always keep a spot out, especially now keep sending them in. But pretty soon, man, we're going to get all the music will come back. Get Johnny Bench back in the music. Send in some ideas, tweet some ideas for the new awards. We'll have our same four or five we had last year. And we'll add probably two more. We're going to add the skirt one for sure.
Oh, the skirts. We got to have the skirts.
Skirts being added. Maybe one more, maybe two more. And then as well as the I think I made a talk about this last week because the guy did send in. We can only have one fantasy team. We can only have like 12 to 15 because if you have 50, then people get nobody. Then they're the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Gets too thin.
No one wants to be Lou Lamoriello.
No, you don't. No.
You don't be looking at Tyler Bozak as your number one, number one option.
Yeah.
But I think that's it. I'm going to be at the Yahaha this week because I missed Labor Day. I had so much fun at the beach with my great friend Brian Kellen.
Oh, Brian Kellen.
The best.
Awesome.
He loves you too. He really does. He's awesome. I love that guy. So you say, well, you do podcasts with Fraser. Like, yeah, Fraser, first thing is always, I love that guy. But I forgot to call in my avails everywhere because it was Monday.
So you're down to Haha. But I love Haha.
I know, but the new Haha is
awesome.
I know, but that's the only place I'm in this week because forgot all my. I'm at the Haha. I guess you're at the normal Haha.
I'm at the world famous Laugh Factory.
Yes.
On Friday night and then Saturday night back at the world famous Laugh Factory and probably Comedy Magic as well on Saturday night.
All right.
Also a great club. And of course, I love it when all the Puck Off fans check out my radio show, 95.5 KLOS. Or 95.5KLOS.com. It's the mothership. And I'm on live Sunday night from 10 till 2.
10 till 2. And pick up my book, You Might Be a Douchebag.
Yeah, I read it.
Did you like it?
Hilariously funny.
Oh, thank you.
Very funny, man.
I'll make sure to put right the check to Fraser.
I just want that. Yeah.
Fraser with a Z, everybody, for the check.
There you go. A little kickback on that. Come on, man.
And then remember, then the week after that, Ventura, week after that, Bakersfield, week after that, with Bill Burr for like the rest of the month. So, yeah. So I got like 15 shows.
Awesome.
All the big cities were saying hi to all the Puck Off fans. I just want to thank all the fans. Thanks, Johnny Bench, coming in, playing hurt.
He did it. He came right out of the hospital. That's a hockey player right there. Came right out of the hospital. And we want to thank all of our fans, all 75 million of you. So thank you for joining us on Puck Off for Joe Bartnick and Johnny Bench. This is Fraser Smith. We are out!